Hello, everyone. Why do I always giggle when I say hi to you guys? Something about y'all made me giggle. Here's a shocker. I'm on my bed with my dogs. It's dinner time and they haven't been fed yet. So the little one is literally in my face right now with her paw on my chest and like getting a little insistent about it. But they're going to have to wait. Yeah, you're just going to have to wait. It's not happening yet. I'm not doing it yet because I am busy taking bits and pieces of a survey or a questionnaire by the adorable Lottie Squeaks. I found it through Crimson Songbird. She posted on, I think, GWA Backstage her answers. And I was like, I love this questionnaire. And by the way, she's charming and you should totally listen to her. Her answers to this survey, but it's a sex and food questionnaire. I feel like that, you know, it covers everything, right? So there's a bunch of categories and I'm only going to do one category per recording and I'll just make a little series of these, but these are really fun. I think I'm going to do, let's see, top fives, just sex, just food, name a sex act and a food item that, dot, 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 sex and food together, and this or that questions. I'll do the this or that questions for this round, and then we'll work our way back to the really intense stuff. So here we go. Ready? Here we go. She's got both paws on my chest right now, by the way. And the only reason she's not trying to knock the phone out of my hand, this dog, is because I'm scratching her back. I'm also topless in a micro bikini bottom with little striped socks on right now. Just so you have the full picture. It's me on a bed with a little chihuahua mix being very insistent about being fed. And here we go. We're going to take a survey now, Sadie girl. Yeah, we're going to take a survey. God, why did I do that? She's looking at me so hard. Okay, so this or that questions. Over-the-knee spanking or bend over in front of me, spanking. Why do they have to start out with such a hard choice? Sadie, you can't stand on me. Get down. Get down. No, not yet. You need to sit. Okay, I think we're good. And that gave me a minute to think about over the knee spanking or bend over in front of me spanking. So I actually, when I think about it, I have never had somebody bend me over their knee. Bend over in front of me is wonderful. I'm a fan of spanking in all its forms, but actually it never occurred to me. Like, I've never had a dom or anyone like bend me over the knee. And that sounds kind of amazing. You can kind of grind against them a little bit, I think, depending on how you're situated on those knees. Yeah, I definitely like the thought of lying out over someone's lap and and getting my oh so terrible punishment. Yeah, I'm going to go with over the knee spanking. The next one's easy. Chocolate or vanilla ice cream? Vanilla. Don't get me wrong. I love chocolate. But vanilla. Because I think you can always tell with ice cream, or anything else actually, if you boil it down to the simplest ingredients or the simplest elements, you can tell if somebody's really good at what they're doing. Or if something's quality. If there's not a lot of foof to hide behind, not a lot of ribbons of caramel or chunks of chocolate or whatever. If it's just pure flavor and simple ingredients, then you can tell what makes something quality and what doesn't. Just like audios. That's what I was thinking about. I can record and add sound effects and make it immersive and all this kind of stuff. But like, ultimately, it comes down to your voice and your mic and your imagination. And I think with those simple ingredients, you can make something pretty pleasing and wonderful. So next question, giving or receiving oral sex? As much as I like letting someone worship me, basically, between my legs, and I do like it, sometimes I feel like a pressure to come fast, you know, like I don't want someone to get tired. And once I have that thought in my head, it kind of takes me out of the whole thing, and then it's tougher to come. And it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing that I have to like let go of sometimes and just be present and enjoy. Because honestly, whenever someone's down, going down on me, like they're not in a rush, but in my mind, I always think, oh, I better come quick. So, that's something that I actively, combat with some cognitive tricks. But because of that reason, I would choose giving oral sex. There's something about putting my mouth on another person. I love the performative aspect of it, just like I love audios. I love communicating with just touch. I'm definitely the kind of girl who will slide you all the way down my throat just to start out with, just to show you what we're working with, and then go to teasing and laughing and smiling while I flick my tongue across your body. Just, I need to stop going down that rabbit hole. I love giving oral sex, so that would be my choice. Giving. Cake or pie? I'm going to choose pie. I really am going to choose pie. Pie is from the heart. You know what I mean? Like, cake is fancy and celebratory, and it's so sugary. It's so sweet. It's I associate cake kind of with a tummy ache, actually. And sometimes I crave it, but like, meh. I'm always going to go with pie. I really am. But honestly, my real choice would be like a fruit tart. Especially, we have an Asian bakery near where I live that is absolutely amazing, and they make everything. It's not too sweet, and it's gorgeous, and it's simple ingredients, just like, you know, vanilla ice cream. Yeah, I would choose a tart, but pie is the closest to that. So I want to make a joke about tarts, like you are what you eat, but whatever. I don't have the mental bandwidth to come up with a real joke for it. So let's go to the next question. Gags or blindfolds? God, it really depends, doesn't it? It depends on your mood. Blindfolds are for when you are, for me anyway, when you're making a night of it. And it's kind of like just slow and luxurious. And it's all about sensation and just being present in your body. And it's incredibly hot. But I think... Gags are more like, oh, barking dogs. Hang on, I'm going to pause while they bark. Okay, I think the episode is over now. I think they've chilled out. So, gags are powerful. Blindfolds are teasing and gags are commanding, and that's how I think about it. So it really depends on the mood. I kind of like the thought of a gag, though. I really, right now, I'm gravitating towards that because I'm feeling the kinky energy lately, and I am feeling the BDSM energy lately, and I'm also like, I mean, I talk a lot, so the thought of being shut up, basically, and turned into, yeah, just a mute object sounds fucking amazing. So I would go with gags. Though blindfolds are lovely too. Okay, so next question. When making a PBJ, peanut butter first, then jelly, or jelly first, then peanut butter? I always do peanut butter first. I feel like it'd be cleaner with the knife if you did jelly first. It's easier to wipe off. Whatever I do, I wipe the knife off on the bread because I really get completely compulsive about getting like a little trace of peanut butter in the jelly jar or vice versa. I don't know why, but it sticks me out to see like little bits of like butter or toast or peanut butter in a jelly jar. Mm-mm, nope. Got to keep it clean. Why am I so weird about that? But I fully strongly believe in it. So when making a PBJ, yeah, peanut butter first. and tons of it. I think I go for peanut butter first because I'm just lustful. When I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it's like, I don't know, I'm reverting to childlike behavior, and there's just this joy of blopping a lot of peanut butter on a piece of bread and spreading it out all smooth. I really actually enjoy that. It's a sensory fun time for me. And I load up a PBJ. I don't mess around. I don't understand people who have like a really thin little layer of peanut butter and a thin little layer of jelly that's mostly bread. Hell no. Shit needs to almost like squirt out once you slice it. My dog agrees. Okay, so next question. Facing each other or from behind? I come more easily facing each other. But it feels really good from behind. especially with a gag. Oh my God. God, yeah, put me over your knee and spank me, then put a gag on me, and then take me from behind. This souvenir, or this this survey, I was gonna say survey and questionnaire and souvenir. This questionnaire is giving me really good ideas. I like this. Like really good ideas. Distracting ideas. All right, so then the last question from this section. See why I'm dividing it up into like separate recordings? Because just, yeah, too much. Sour or spicy? I'm digging spicy lately. I normally would choose sour, but I'm digging spicy lately. I found when I eat junk food, I go for Fritos. I don't know why, but they're my thing. And I found like some in a little market nearby, I found like all these Mexican branded like USA snacks. It was weird. Like I guess same thing as like Mexican Coke or whatever. They had Mexican Fritos and they were like chili, limon, like chili powder and lemon flavor or lime flavor. And they were fucking amazing. So, God, now I want, I'm so suggestible right now. I was just daydreaming about like gagged from behind sex. And now I'm completely down a rabbit hole of wanting to go get like, yeah, spicy lime Fritos. God. So that's my answer. Spicy with a side of like distracted craving. And I'm gonna get to the rest. I really am. I swear it. This is a really fun one and it's gonna give me some entertainment for a while, but we're at 13 minutes now, so we're gonna be done with this one. And thank you for listening to me ramble. Hopefully you enjoyed it. It's the most egotistical thing ever to record answers, I feel like, for me, to record answers to a survey because it's just ton. It's, yeah, it's 15 minutes straight of just talking about myself, which, you know, my ego loves. But I'm also aware enough to be like, I need to split this up. I don't think I could spend that long talking about myself. If I did it all in one recording, I think I'd have to go punch myself in the face afterwards or something. Or go volunteer at a charity. Oh, at my pet shelter that I work at. Everybody sponsor, I don't want to name mine, sponsor your local animal rescue. Give them some money. They deserve it. Or give them your time. They also deserve it. There, I counteracted my narcissism by plugging a charity. God, I might even cut that out. Nah, fuck it, I'll leave it in. I don't want to edit. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the answers, and we'll have the next part coming up soon, which will be the next one. We'll do name a sex act and a food item that ... And those are some fun questions there. So we'll get to those next. But yeah, I'll make this little series, and hopefully you liked it. And I'm going to shut the hell up now because we're at 14 minutes, and we're done. We're done. We're done. Wish you the best. Love you guys. Bye.